Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
So I'm like, let's talk about this. She's like, Nick, I've told you before, I never want to get married. I was like, we don't have to get married. We can be one of those couples that's just like together. And everyone's like, what's their deal? Do they not want insurance? Like...
Thursday, November 6th, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Here we are again, doing it. Thursday, yes. How's your life going? How is that thing? Did it work out? Did it not work out? What are you doing? Are you going to propose? Did you get that assignment done? Man, your boss is such a jerk.
Yeah, we hate him too.
Just trying to, or her.
Or, yeah.
Just trying to cover all our bases there with everybody. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, and the studio, I know you're wondering, how is it? It's sweltering
yes.
in here.
No, it's yes. fine.
No. And for those of us with proper circulation.
There's something wrong with Kevin.
I have sure. proper circulation. It is,
okay, I have already gotten.
Says the guy who has to stomp blood back into his foot.
Yeah, because sometimes they go numb if he has too much cotton candy.
Yeah, that's too much sugar. Everyone's like that.
No.
I've never had to do that.
Anyway.
And I have many ailments. I am down to a tank top. Man. So if that just gives anybody like an indication of what we're dealing with.
I'm all bundled up.
The worst you are wearing like a full parka winter coat. Yeah.
The worst part about the how hot it is in here is I went over to the thermostat and it says that it's set to 68, which is arguably too cold.
Yeah.
But the room is 72.
Yeah.
So like when that happens, something's broken. It's
which happens. It's to like, us, I mean, studio after studio.
We have
suffered from this.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
They've got to be on timers, right? They've got to be.
I don't think we ever established. In all these years, I don't think we ever have figured it out.
And they don't have the timer start at like 4.
But it changes throughout the year.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does.
But we can't also like nail down who is the person that like.
It's got to be an engineer.
Or those things are just like, excuse me, manually, like, that's just how they come. I don't know.
Because
I do feel like we've brought it to engineering.
Several times.
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
They laugh at us.
They don't laugh at us.
Jonathan does. He thinks we're hysterical for wanting to be comfortable.
People need to know that we have been friends with Jonathan, like, dear friends for so long.
Yeah.
That when we have problems... He just goes, ah, shut up. And we just go, Jonathan.
For anybody who is listening to the show for a while, he was the one who did the praying mantis prank on my car.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's the same guy. He is a scamp.
That's our relationship.
He's great, but he also will tell us that we should just shut up sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
Yes. So Katie went to the Kings game and... Most people, especially when the Kings win, have a wonderful time at the Kings game. She was rage texting me and Kevin during the game, and it was about something very specific.
Okay, so let me first say, good job to our Sacramento Kings beating the Warriors.
How much did they win by?
I don't know.
I'm dead.
But they won, not by a lot. I'll say this, like... Maybe 5 points. I don't know. It was an incredible game. I got to see like the beam get lit in real life.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
That's really cool.
I have never seen it.
That's cool. Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Here's my problem. Golden One Center, if you're listening, and we know you do.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with these cup holders?
Yes, they're like so small.
They are. Okay, they might as well be a thimble deep. You put... a drink in it. And please understand, I'm miming this to Gavin so he can see, like, here's how much height you're getting to keep your drink from falling over.
No, I know. I've been to the Golden One Center.
No, I know. But
when you were, like, rage texting, I was like, I mean, you're right. But at the same time, though, there's a lot of things we should be fighting right now.
No.
The cup holders.
Listen, if Newsom doesn't get on this,
yeah,
I'm going the other direction.
I feel like this is a mayoral thing.
Who's the mayor right now? Okay. I feel like we should know that, but it's okay. Well, then get the mayor on the blower. I don't care. The last Kings game we went to, now granted, the people in front of us had been overserved. Let's put it that way. They were not bad people. They were great. They'd turn around and say funny stuff to us. Like, we were having a good time. But one of the guys... we would see his, like, tall boy beer hit the ground and then just spurt beer up into the air.
I do remember the last time I went to the Golden One Center, that happened to me, too.
Okay.
I do remember that. If you're going to sell a tall boy, then have a cup holder that holds a tall boy.
At first, my first instinct was, like, bro, get it together.
Oh, because he was
it,
drunk.
Like, kind of, like, they were in front of us. It splashed over onto me.
Right.
Okay. So I kind of smelled like beer for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought, you got to do better.
Right.
Okay. Then it happened again. And I thought, this guy's, he's a mess. Then I tried to put something in the cup holder and I went, it was the cup holder all along.
Okay. Not your fault, sir.
huh?
It's not your fault, sir.
It's not your fault, sir.
And he was like, ah.
Okay, the Golden One Center is gorgeous. The people that work there are incredible. We're all having a great time. It's like the perfect size arena where you feel like no matter where you're sitting, you're still like a part of things.
Yeah, for the most part. You get up in the nosebleeds and you might as well be in space. But yeah, go ahead.
I don't feel like it's as bad as like Levi Stadium or
something.
Well,
I've never been to Levi Stadium, so I guess you're right there. Yeah.
Okay. It feels like a travesty. And didn't we all sort of help pay for the Golden One Center?
Right.
Not sort of. We absolutely
we did.
Okay. So why didn't we get to vote on cup holders?
Well, I don't think any part of it was up for a vote.
Okay.
It should have been.
It should have been.
That being said, though, because really, that would have been a fun vote. Talk
it's
about...
it's important.
A way to get people interested in civics.
Yes. Yes.
Ask us what kind of mural we want.
Ask us where are we putting our drinks.
How about instead of letter number, how about we come up with fun sectional names, kind of like a Disneyland parking lot.
Or like when you're in the pediatric section at a hospital, it's like you're in the lion wing.
Right. Instead of being like you're C9.
Right.
Be like you're in the Simba section.
Yeah,
oh,
I get it.
Fun.
Lions.
Oh, games. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They all have to be large cat sections.
That's fine with me.
It is. I know we're like making a joke about it. It actually is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Because people are literally spilling on each other.
Left and right.
Left and right. I couldn't even, I had to hold my drink the whole time.
Oh, don't say
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on.
There's people in Gaza who can't.
Okay. I understand how that sounds. God dang it. Okay.
Just don't say it. You don't even need to say
well,
it.
I already did.
Oh.
And it
saying,
wasn't
like,
great.
I spilled my $25 beer also doesn't like, yeah.
Okay. Well, when you put it that way,
also,
I don't like
don't
when
say,
you compare
like,
the things I'm saying to a genocide. And I don't think I have to say that twice.
Also, like, you know, don't say like, and somebody spilled beer on my $2,500 purse. So, all right. I looked it up. Because we knew it all along. The mayor of Sacramento's name is Kevin McCarty. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I looked it up. That's what it says. All right. So that's him right there. Okay? So Kevin, we know, longtime listener. Tell us how we can help you be the most popular mayor we've ever had.
I mean, talk about, you know, in teen movies.
Yeah.
Teen movies.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's a, I'm running for student body president.
Here it comes, yeah.
And the first thing they do is like, I'm going to get better snacks in the cafeteria.
Yep.
Maybe adult politicians need to lean into this trope a little bit more and say like, hey, no more spilling your tall boys.
I totally agree. Something like, something very trivial, like, you won't have to hold your own drinks anymore.
Okay. How effing dare you?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
A lot of people have the thought like, could I ever break a world record? Remember when you were a kid and you'd go through those books you'd see at Scholastic Book Fairs for like the longest hair or stuff like that? You're like, I could probably do that. That person's not doing anything. Well, a guy broke the Guinness Book World Record and... it's hard to say what the... I don't know if the Guinness Book World Record was that he has the longest personal name or that he broke the record by reading his name.
Okay, if reading your name gets you a Guinness Book World Record, that doesn't feel like enough to me.
I agree. Totally agree with that. I'm only going to play for you a clip of this guy. His first name is Lawrence. His last name is Watkins.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot in between.
Okay.
This is him just reading it, and I'll just let it play because...
Hello, my name is Lawrence Watkins. I have the longest personal name in the world. I have 2,253 first names.
Over 2,000 names. Listen to this.
So here goes. Lawrence Alon Aloys, Aloysius, Alpage, Alun, Alurd, Alwyn, Alexander, Ambi, Ambrosi.
Obviously it goes on and on and on.
Amius,
so like I am thinking in my head,
Amius,
is he reading Ambi, this? He's got to be reading this. Anthony, and if that's the case, Anthony, that means he doesn't know his name. Antonio, he doesn't know his full name.
Iongus,
it takes him 20 minutes.
Kevin, do you know 2,000 words?
I thought first, yeah. Crazy. Do I know 2,000 words?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to impress you, but I know
2,000.
Of course I know 2,000 words.
I don't know if we do.
Right now, we're currently using words, and we've got to be up to 60.
But you can't repeat them.
Says who?
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I still know 2,000 words.
I don't know.
Think about just how many bugs there are.
I'm not saying that there are less than 2,000 words. I'm just saying how many do you know? That's all I'm saying.
But I mean, they're not my name.
Well, right. Sure.
I mean,
okay.
This guy is still going on.
Anders. Anthony.
Like, he's just... staggering to me. Staggering to me that this happened. Because, first of all, it took him 20 minutes to read it. And as if that's not terrible enough, when this guy got married, yes, he got married. He made the officiant say his full name.
No way.
Well, Gavin, I have some news for you.
All right.
And I think I can understand why he did that.
Why?
He changed his name to be this way.
No.
Yeah.
This was self-inflicted?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
Changed his name to include over 2,200 middle names.
What an a-hole.
Did it in 1990?
No, but I see a picture that says he holds his 6-page birth certificate that lists all his names.
Right, because when you change your name, it changes your birth certificate.
And your social security card. Yeah. I mean, it's got to, right?
Well, yeah. When you get married, it does, and you change your name. Yeah.
It's got to match you. Wow. Okay. All right. Remember when you would go to a Scholastic Book Fair and you'd get the world record book? And you,
I have to tell you, I don't, but I
do.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to people who were in school.
That go to the book fair.
Okay, in fairness, you know I went to a weird elementary school, okay?
So when you would find that book, this has now pivoted to an equivalency of when you would find the weird lizard person.
Yes.
Or the guy with the most tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He did this to himself to be a freak, and he wants credit for that. He wants to be immortalized in a Guinness Book World Record book. Get away from me. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. The Guinness Book of World Records should be done for... I guess everything's intentional. It's not like there's anybody who accidentally gets...
I was going to say things that are accomplished, but I guess he accomplished changing his... Listen, it doesn't feel too tough to do.
No.
I mean, the hardest part is knowing 22 names or 2,200 names. Do you know 2,200 names?
Bruh.
I don't think you do.
Now that I probably don't. Do you know 2,000 words?
What a very funny thing to accuse someone of not knowing.
You don't know enough words.
What a strange insult.
Like, that's what you yell at a toddler.
Okay, and somebody married this guy.
That I can't wrap my brain around.
Imagine bringing this person home to your family. Imagine signing loan documents to buy a house.
Oh, my God.
When I am Katie in life, right? But my legal name is Catherine Elizabeth. So when I get a loan,
right,
I have to write out Catherine Elizabeth last name. And that feels like it takes an eternity.
That makes you sound like one of Henry VIII's wives.
Okay, says then Gavin.
Then he married Catherine of Elizabeth.
Your name is G-A-V-I-N.
Easy breezy.
5.
Yep.
K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
I fell asleep.
Right.
Now imagine that you're somebody who had to sit in the audience of his wedding while they read all of these names. That would be funny for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It went on for 20 minutes.
Imagine being the officiant. You've officiated weddings.
Yeah, I'd leave.
I'd be like, yeah. You're not making enough.
I didn't even know this many names.
Right. If you came to me at the beginning of this and tried to pull this kind of crap, I would have said, take a long walk. There's no way I'm going to do this.
Take a long walk, Aloysius Amsterdam.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you've ever been willed something by somebody that's been useless or weird or ridiculous or funny, call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because Katie found a viral story about somebody who got willed something from their grandmother. And it needs to be talked about.
Oh, man. Okay. There's a woman, and she lived in Missouri. And she had a human hair museum.
Does everybody hear that?
She had a human hair museum, and you're probably thinking, oh, is it a bunch of cut-off ponytails or something? Nope. It is art. Made of human hair and framed. And it is room after room, wall after wall. Well, this woman sadly passed away at a ripe old age, which is great. I mean, great that she was old, not that she's dead. And she willed this museum to her granddaughter.
Now, okay, here's the thing. My mother-in-law, at one point or another, she mistakenly said, I like sunflowers. And everybody has bought her sunflower stuff for as long as I've known her.
Okay.
Okay, which is 20 years at this point. That sunflower stuff has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like, now this woman wanted the hair.
Badly.
Badly.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll bet it's really similar to, like, when my mother-in-law sadly passes, someone's getting the sunflower field. You know, someone's getting sunflower plates, the dolls holding sunflowers, the sunflower tablecloths, the napkins, someone's got to get it.
This woman has so many pieces left to her now, but it brought her grandmother so much happiness that she can't just throw it away.
Right.
So she is rehoming it.
Right, yeah.
Can you think of a more niche market? Okay.
Well, I've got a collection of framed hair from dead people. Is it pre-owned? Yeah, it is. I'm not in the market for pre-owned.
Going into each city, walking into like a gas station going, can you point me to your closest hair museum?
Do you have a Carfax on this framed hair wreath?
My great-grandmother willed me her old sewing machine. And it was so old, it was the kind that you would like pump with your foot.
Yeah.
And she was the first person to ever teach me to sew. I understand why I got that, because it's something we used to do together.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with that?
That's as antiquated as the thing that put Sleeping Beauty to sleep.
But I can't get rid of it.
No, it's got too much. I have my grandfather's typewriter. Similar. Yeah. That wasn't willed to me. I think I just took it. If your grandmother's sewing machine's anything like my grandfather's typewriter, it also weighs like 60 pounds. It's huge and heavy and made of cast iron. Like
Gavin, it's like 4.5 feet tall. It is the height of a desk.
Yeah.
And the width of a desk.
We got some interesting text messages on here. I've gotten willed by my grandma, and she gave me broken cars that she has collected. 4 broken cars. Wow. What a pain in the ass.
At least you could maybe donate that and then, like, get a tax write-off or something.
I guess you could. That's true. This one, my mom's bras and a pair of long underwear was willed to me.
Okay, so somebody actually put in the will. See, that makes me think you're hated, because somebody wrote in the will, make sure this goes to Janice.
We got a phone call. You're the only person on the show who wants to talk to him.
No, Aaron! Okay, Aaron.
You want to talk to Aaron?
Sure, I can't even imagine how he's going to contribute.
Aaron, what are you, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. 11-year-old Aaron, what were you willed and by who?
From my great-grandma who, like, passed away a few months ago. She willed me and my dad, like, a whole, like, container, like, a huge container full of, like, matchbooks that you, like, collect, like, at, like, the restaurants that they give out.
That sucks. Was that meaningful to either you or your dad?
We just use it to light candles, though.
Okay, so you are using them. Funny, right. She collected
yes,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't use them, but you're like, let them burn.
Aaron, listen, I think the last thing I would do is give you something that you could start a fire with. But but anyway, though, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to school.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we have a simple question for a pretty complicated problem. If you recently move into a house and packages, we'll include mail too, but packages especially, for the former owner keep showing up, what do you do about it? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And even more importantly, do you ever open these packages? And if you do, how long do you wait until that happens? Text or call now, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, you guessed it, of Katie.
Okay, hold on. This
okay,
isn't
hold
even
on.
This isn't even something I caused.
I didn't say you caused it.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that
it's a uniquely Katie scenario.
I'm saying yes. Okay. Well, no, not uniquely. I'm saying that this is a problem that you just want some vindication on.
I just need some guidance. So our home was purchased like 18 months ago. And the previous owners would have, especially the daughter, who I'm pretty sure is like in her like very late teens, early 20s. So not like a kid. Would have things sent to the house. Stuff she ordered, stuff other people were sending her. And for the longest time, my partner D'Lo would like reach out to them and say, hey, she's got packages again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave them up front. They'd come and get them. Okay. Hasn't really been anything for a while now.
Okay.
Well, things have started showing up again.
Okay.
Addressed to the daughter. And it's been, again, 18 months. We probably haven't had we don't know their number anymore. Like, we've gotten new phones. There's no way to go back. And I mean, probably maybe paperwork, I guess.
Okay.
But we don't have like access to contact them without like really thumbing through some stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
So my question is, if packages keep coming to your house, how long do you wait for the sender, so you're the previous owner, who's ordering things or whatever and has the wrong address on there, to contact you or like come to the door before those packages are yours?
Mix of text messages are coming in.
Okay.
First one, keep it, open it, because by then it's too much work to resend.
Okay.
That's probably what you were hoping to hear.
Okay, so for people that are saying, don't open them, it's against the law.
Right.
There we go.
No, nope, yeah. Nope.
That's
nope.
The rest of them.
Yeah.
Hold on. That is for U.S. mail specifically.
Oh.
Not packages.
I think it's everything.
You're wrong.
If it's not your name, it's not your property.
Is it illegal to open a package not addressed to you?
I mean, other people, when we put this on Facebook, were saying the same thing. Like, Lisa said, only packages delivered by U.S. mail would be a federal crime, not packages from Amazon, UPS, or FedEx.
Is it illegal to open a package not addressed to you? Yes, it is illegal
from
to open a package.
Say from UPS. Okay. Say from Amazon. Well, you're acting like that doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Go ahead.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's what it says.
Is it illegal?
It is illegal to open a package addressed to someone else, even if it was delivered to your address and could result in charges like theft and mail theft. You should not open it.
Right.
And should instead contact the delivery company like Amazon to report the
This is somewhere. Not the point. Whatever. Who cares? Okay. It came to my house. I opened it not realizing it wasn't addressed to me, by the way. So string me up. Tell me that's wrong in court. You can't prove it.
Okay. All right.
Then I realized it wasn't. Now, here's the thing. There's really good stuff in this package.
Wait, you've opened it already?
I just told you. I didn't know it addressed to me. I get so many packages.
I guess but somebody's got to open them.
Well, between me and D'Lo, there's a lot coming to the house. Mostly me. There's like several pairs of Uggs in there.
Oh,
Katie!
Okay. What?
This changes it.
Why,
Kevin?
What?
You two are rotten.
No. They're Uggs.
Yes.
This changes everything.
Okay.
Why?
How so?
Because if she really wanted Uggs, because Uggs are expensive, okay?
Okay.
She knows she shipped it to the wrong address because
she's probably tracking
her package for
that's
Uggs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you not know that you didn't get your package? Now, granted, this is what Fun Delivered is. This is their lifeblood. But, like, at some point, take some personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was all for it's against the laws, but when
Screw
you find
the law.
Out
that,
it's an
we're
Uggs,
not talking about the law, we're talking about what is right and what is wrong.
Open it up.
So
how would you feel if this was your stuff?
I would feel like, guess what? Number one, you know what I would be mad at? Myself.
Oh.
1,000% just mad at me.
I'm on her side now.
Thank you. What size Uggs you wear?
Oh my God.
8.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$140 is on the line. She is amassing a massive jackpot on Are You Smarter Than Katie? And she's feeling smart today. I'm not. Smart? Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Your hair is down today.
Yeah.
And looking full. And you know what they say? Full hair, full brain.
Oh. I thought you were going to say full hair, full head.
Full. No. Full faith, full brain is also an expression. Good morning, Faith.
Oh.
Good morning.
I've got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how well you do stacked up against Katie. $140 on the line. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question 1. The government shutdown is the longest in U.S. history now, and President Trump thinks that the way to end it is to cancel flights at 40 major airports. Instead of compromising with Democrats to make healthcare more affordable, he will cancel 10 to 20% of the flights across the nation for safety, as he puts it. This could impact 5,000 flights a day. What is Sacramento's airport code?
SMS.
Question 2. Jennifer Lawrence and best friend Emma Stone are producing a new Muppet movie.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. And this will star and focus on Miss Piggy for the first time ever.
Ooh.
It will also be written by the Tony Award winner Cole Escola, with Lawrence and Stone starring in it. True or false, they have never starred in a movie together.
Who was it again?
Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence.
False.
Question 3. If you saw outrage on election night that polling stations were closed and not allowing people to vote, that's because they weren't. Polling stations were closed because there was nothing to vote for in those states. Even the Secretary of State had to issue a statement telling people, quote, you cannot vote for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia in Kentucky. What is the capital of Kentucky?
Oh, goodness gracious.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
I have no idea.
Moving on. Question 4. Oscar Isaac is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, but before he was in serious dramas, he was in a ska punk band like The Worms and another band called Petrified Frogs. Ooh. In fact, his bands played Warped Tour and even opened for Green Day once. Which is not a ska punk band from the 90s? The Aquabats, the Hippos, or the Aristocrats?
Let's go with the Hippos.
Okay, and question 5. Jimmy Kimmel announced that he's turning the parking lot of his show into a makeshift food bank, where people not getting their SNAP benefits due to President Trump not funding it, so they can still get food. If a can of food costs $2.50 and you donate a dozen of them, how much did it cost you?
$30.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Faith, what do you do for a living?
I'm a full-time student at ARC.
A full-time student at ARC. We just found out, by the way, that ARC has a morgue, a working morgue. Did you know that?
Now that you mention it, I think I do recall hearing something like that.
This is absolutely true. It's a mortuary school.
Yep.
Which means there's a working morgue.
Mm-hmm. On Halloween, we had a mortician play.
Does she work at what's the ARC?
She's a student at ARC.
Oh, she's a student.
But we had a mortician play guest the salary on Halloween, and she confirmed that that's true. Whew.
Oh my goodness!
Very cool. That's why. But that's why you guys were the cadavers. So,
that's Kevin, that's so good. More schools should change to that for Halloween.
The cadavers.
Yeah.
The All right, cadavers. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Question 1. We're now in the longest government shutdown we've ever had in U.S. history, and President Trump thinks that the way to end it is to cancel flights at 40 major airports. How about that, huh? Could impact 5,000 flights a day.
A day?
A day. All right.
Well, I mean, I guess at some point you do have to pay people, but it does feel like a manipulation tactic.
I mean, yeah, you could just negotiate.
Everybody has to negotiate.
Fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. What is Sacramento's airport code?
SMF.
SMF. Question two. Jennifer Lawrence and her best friend Emma Stone are producing a new Muppet movie that will star Miss Piggy.
No!
It is amazing. In fact, it's going to get even better. You're going to love this. Tony Award winner Cola Scola is writing it.
Okay. If you don't know Cola Scola, Escola, I believe.
Escola.
No, maybe you're right. We have been following him on YouTube, making his own like shorts for over a decade.
Yeah, yeah.
He is insanely talented.
True or false? That's going to be one of the funniest and gayest movies ever.
And the fact that Miss Piggy's not a bigger gay icon, kind of shocking.
Yeah, yeah. True or false, Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone have never starred in a movie together.
I think so. Yeah, true.
That is true. Question three. I think this story is hysterical. If you saw outrage online that polling stations were closed on election night and not allowing people to vote, that's because they weren't. Polling stations were closed in states where there was no election.
Oh, yeah, well, sure.
Even the Secretary of State in Kentucky had to issue a statement saying, quote, "You cannot vote for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia in Kentucky."
Oh, honey.
What is the capital of Kentucky?
Kentucky, Frankfurt.
Yeah. Question four, Oscar Isaac is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, but he used to be in a ska punk band, just like yours truly. In fact, his bands got to perform at Warped Tour. They were so big, they even opened for Green Day at one point. Which is not a ska punk band from the 90s? The Aquabats, the Hippos, or the Aristocrats?
Oh, God. The Hippos. Mm.
The Aristocrats was not a ska punk band.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Question five. Jimmy Kimmel announced that he's turning the parking lot of his show into a makeshift food bank. So that people not getting SNAP benefits can still get some food. If a can of food costs $2.50.
Okay, hold on.
All righty.
I know that we always do this, but I didn't have a pen.
Okay.
$2.50.
And you donate a dozen. How much did it cost you?
Oh, boy.
Did you write anything?
Well, I wrote 50.
The answer is $30. Faith, you got that one. Final score, though, Faith got 2 and Katie got 3.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Katie wins again.
By the skin of my teeth.
Yeah. Faith, what's your major?
Ooh, good question.
Business administration.
Yeah, okay. Business. Love that. Well, good luck with that. But unfortunately, you didn't win today, so we had $20 for tomorrow. And what is it that you have to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today, but thank you so much. 106.5
PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
We were just talking off the air about how our kids call us out. We're not three people who find farting funny.
No. Mm-mm.
We don't have farting families. We don't have, we don't think it's funny in movies. We just don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay? That being said, the human body is a mystery. Nobody knows how it works, above all, especially doctors. And we still have needs. And what we've discovered is that even though Katie and I both do not fart around our partners,
no.
When we do it, we need to be careful as to who is around. Because both Katie's daughter, Morgan.
No, Audrey.
Oh, it's Audrey?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part. So, okay, your
11-year-old
Audrey is the one calling people out. And for us, it's the 6-year-old Zoe in my family calling people out. Now, Zoe doesn't call out me. She calls out my wife. And I was reading to my daughter one night, and then we finished one book, and before we started the other one, Zoe, out of nowhere, was just like, "Mom farts." I was like, "What?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she was like, she does it in my room, and I hate it. I was like, "Oh my God, Zoe? Really?"
That's
she goes,
exactly
"Yeah."
What Audrey did to me in front of me, though, to D'Lo. Now, my wonderful, beautiful partner was a smart enough man to say, "Mommy doesn't fart." And I said, "That's right."
I get it. Gaslighting. Thank you.
What is with these kids?
I don't know. I mean, you want them to be honest and truthful people.
No, oh, I don't. Okay. I don't.
Because, like, at what point do we have to put our foot down and go, "Shut up"?
Right.
Don't tell people about that.
And I know that, like, you're not supposed to do anything in front of kids or two kids or something that they need to keep a secret. Like, that is a big, it's a big safety thing. Like,
yeah,
if a grown-up ever says to you, "Don't tell anybody, this is our secret."
Right.
Grown-ups and kids are not supposed to have secrets.
Shout it from the
rooftops.
Kids
can have secrets together. Grown-ups can have secrets together, but not, okay. But in this case, okay, I might need you to keep a little secret. And stop busting me out. Come on.
I mean, there are times where I do something. Maybe it's intentional. Maybe it's not intentional. But it's something that's wrong. And my kids happen to see it. And they call me out for it in front of other people. Like, let's say, for instance, I don't know, I'm forgetful. I forget during self-checkout to scan something.
Oh.
Okay? Don't look at me, Kevin. I need my kids to shut up and go, "Dad,
you forgot something.
You forgot a whole bag of cotton candy grapes that you didn't weigh." Shut up! We're about to walk out of here with some free cotton candy grapes. Well, yeah, but you didn't pay for them. I said shut up! Don't you have to tell me about your farting mom? Or something like that.
I don't know why they do it to me.
I don't know why they do it in general. I mean, it's just like, no.
Still, in that scenario, they might think, okay, either A, he really did miss this and needs our help, or B, what you're doing is wrong. Me farting away from D'Lo is not wrong. If anything, it's right.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And
so,
uh-huh,
stay out of my business, Audrey.
And if you're going to, can I go back for a second for what you just said?
Yeah.
That maybe were the two scenarios. Maybe they think this or this.
Maybe they thought that you just missed it and needed your help. Or maybe they just think, oh, stealing is wrong.
In either way, I want my kids to be effing street smart. In both scenarios, we come out the winner. Let's say I did forget. Okay, we're just up. We just saved ourselves $650. In the other scenario, cotton candy grapes fell off the back of a truck that Dad found. Shut your mouth. Be smart.
Okay.
I don't care if you know how to do math trees. Figure this out.
Okay. But in that scenario, in this other scenario, it doesn't take street smarts to not tell people if I have gas.
Right, right.
It just takes shut your mouth.
Right, it just takes shut your mouth. Are we alone in this? Are there any parents listening that agree with us on this? Or are we just dirtbag parents?
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin is a new lady, ladies and gentlemen, and he has had an awakening. and he has a new passion in his life, and he is all in. Kevin, walk us through it. What kind of girly are you now?
I am a matcha man.
Yes. Matcha.
Yes. Good for you. I'm guessing, I don't know. I've never actually had matcha.
Don't know what it is.
Yeah,
what?
I heard it tastes like grass.
Is it a root?
That's why I don't know.
It is leaves that is grinded up finely.
Grinded up.
And then performed in a ceremonial way where it is presented as high tea time.
Okay, hold on. All right. So that's what matcha is. Mm-hmm. It is definitely a new fad right now. People are saying this
is... It's not a fad. It for a while.
It's a lifestyle now.
People right. definitely been into it for a while, but it
is... But, like, it's, like, been the last, like, 5-10 years at the
oh,
most.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So... And a lot of people say it's better for you than coffee and all that stuff.
Energy.
So Kevin's on the matcha train. And how deep are you into the matcha train?
So deep. Bitch, I got a whole set, okay, with a ceramic bowl, a ceremonial ceramic bowl, okay? And it has the little scooper for your matcha. I bought ceremonial matcha powder imported from Japan, bitch. So, you know, that's hecka expensive. And then I got so you need an expensive matcha whisk.
You need one?
I mean, if I'm going all out, I'm going all out.
Sure,
I'm going to get the most expensive stuff because it's an art form of making matcha.
So a lot of concerns. Can we start with just the word ceremonial?
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say expensive.
Well, we're going to get to that last okay. because I feel like that's going to take up most of our time.
Okay. No, I don't want to do. I want to know about the ceremony. Way worse.
Why is there a ceremony involved in a drink?
And what is the ceremony?
Well, my ceremony is the process of making it.
Hold on. Your ceremony or a ceremony?
It's just my ceremony.
So you didn't buy a...
So everybody gets their own ceremony?
No, the tea leaves are already ceremonial.
Why?
Because they are... I feel like the process of them being produced is a ceremony.
Who produced them? Is it like a monk or something?
The tea companies.
Oh, so it's not like
the tea companies, they take the younger leaves, okay?
So it's not even like blessed by a monk or something?
I want to believe it's blessed by a monk.
Okay, but it's not.
I don't think so.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
And then I like to, you know, set up my whole setup with the whole hand quilted play mat and everything with the bowl.
Okay.
Okay. So are you saying you roll a mat out?
Yes.
You put your quote-unquote ceremonial bowl
out. Yes.
You use the special scooper they gave you because you can't just use a spoon. Mm-mm.
And then use my ceremonial grade matcha.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Syphilit? Make it finer, thinner.
Okay.
Through a siffler.
Syphilit is something that sounds like an STD.
Oh, so I think God. You mean sift it?
Sift it. Yes, that's the one. And then it's a process of pouring the right amount of water in while whisking in a zigzag formation okay. to produce the most antioxidants.
Okay.
It's a process. And
no, it definitely seems like a process. I just don't know that it's a ceremony.
That is a ceremony. To pour water in and whisk it in a zigzag formation, or your matcha will not be good. I'm pissed.
You should be pissed. How much money? Let's get
right.
to this part.
You should be pissed because you've been scammed again.
How much money did you spend on this?
$50 was the set, and then the matcha powder itself was $30.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So $80.
The set didn't even come with ceremonial matcha?
No. The set is different. Don't talk about, well, okay, maybe it's even more because I also bought a cute matcha mug with it
oh my
because
God.
I want to take it on the go, and that was $25. But I also need to buy a teapot now because my
it didn't come with a pot.
No, my pouring of hot water is too much.
Okay,
so I have to buy a teapot. So I'm deeply invested of like $130 now into
oh
this matcha
God.
Set.
You don't. You're not allowed to talk about how poor you are anymore.
I am poor. Don't get me started with my banana matcha cream.
I don't even know what that is.
I made banana pudding. Banana pudding to put on top of my banana matcha pudding latte. And
is he just saying banana pudding?
No, this banana pudding is very hard. I use a whole banana. Are you listening?
Yes.
A whole banana pudding jello mix and heavy whipping cream.
Hey.
And let me tell you, it's thick and delicious, and I eat it spoonfuls.
Just like you.
All right, look at me.
What?
You need a conservative ship.
Yeah,
no.
You need somebody to be in charge of all your finances.
My mom is, and she approved this purchase.
I almost cussed. Get Kim on the phone right now.
Right now, we need to talk to your mother. By the way, great text message we got in to 916-909-1065. I have some ceremonial oceanfront property to sell Kevin in Colorado.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to ask you a question. How do you feel about your partner, your current partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, having a conversation with their ex? And how do you feel about them having a conversation with their ex about their relationship? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can call or text us at that number. And we're getting into this because Dax Shepard, who used to be an actor, now he seems to be just a podcaster.
And does commercials.
Yeah. He was on one of his many podcasts that he has, and he was talking to his ex-girlfriend. Now, his ex-girlfriend, who was a guest on his show, they dated for 9 years. Wow. And they had a pretty frank discussion. They had a pretty frank discussion about their relationship. Here is a clip from it.
So when we broke up, I think certainly in retrospect, like it was time for that.
Yeah.
Like we both, I think, was amicable as it could be when you're with someone.
Absolutely.
So like the breakup was manageable, but I will say for a while, I did think, well, I'll never be in love with someone again. I was quite scared of that.
And then there was another part where she got very emotional while they were talking because she said how hard it was for her to mourn the life that they had planned together. Now they, you know, never got married. They never had kids. They have both moved on and had kids and gotten married and stuff like that. Dax Shepard married to Kristen Bell, who is a perfect little pixie. So like, I don't think that there are like, that there's like romantic love still there between the two of them. But how would it make you feel to hear that conversation with your partner and their ex?
I think that they're always bad for me, always bad, but there would probably be varying degrees of bad. So if it was a relationship that was quite a long time ago,
yeah,
it would be a lot easier to consume than if it was something recent.
And I think this must have been a long time ago because him and Kristen Bell, they've been married for at least 10 years, right? Probably.
Yeah. I think in my relationship with my partner, I do feel very, very secure. So that also lessens it, you know? Like if I was in a relationship where I didn't necessarily always feel like, okay, is this person like really loves me? Like we're good. That would amp up the anxiety for me as well.
I don't know how it would make me feel. I
feel like it would make you feel nothing.
You think?
Yeah.
Like I'd just be okay with it?
Kinda.
I think it would make me sad for them. Like I'm an empathetic person. I became way more empathetic after I lost my daughter, but like my empathy is still kind of strange at times. And there are times where I found all this out in therapy that there are times where I feel empathy for other people so much so that it's at the detriment of myself and my happiness. And
And
I think that if I were to listen to my wife have a conversation with, now the good news for me is she didn't have any like super serious boyfriend before she and I met. She dated people, but nothing super serious.
Yeah.
But I still think I would feel so sad. It would make me like resent my relationship with her or something like that. Like it would be like, aw, like if I heard her talk to an ex-boyfriend who said, I had to mourn the life that we planned together. My brain goes to, and then we plan a life together.
And that took away from him.
Right.
And now look what I get.
Because I know what it feels like to lose a life that you've planned.
Yeah.
So like my thought would be like, that's so sad.
The further I can get away from hearing that he ever loved anybody but me, the better.
So you don't even want to entertain the idea that there was somebody before you.
I prefer to pretend there was never.
Somebody, a text message we got into 916-909-1065. I think sometimes that conversation is needed. I'm okay with it, but I'm very secure in my relationship. Yeah, I guess it all
needed
comes
for who though?
Needed for the two of them
having it.
I think it's needed for the two exes because
if okay, I'll tell you what,
closure's important.
If after all this time,
yeah,
he still needed to have this conversation, that would not make me feel good.
Even if it was for closure, I still have trauma from my ex-girlfriend. I found out like our relationship ended in the worst possible way. And I think it's manifested all kinds of like terrible stuff in me. So like if I had closure with my ex-girlfriend, and she and I broke up 20 years ago.
If I was your wife and you still needed closure from that relationship, that would not make me happy.
How would it make you feel? Text us right now, 916-909-1065. Somebody texted him and be like, you're making me depressed. Well, blame Dax Shepard.
Right. He always makes us depressed.
We blame Dax Shepard for every problem.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's got a sweet tooth, so he will clear your cookies for you. Kevin goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't research it enough, though. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know if given a mirror, dolphins will admire their own genitalias?
That's amazing.
Yes, they're so smart.
You know what? I think that's good.
Why is that?
Get to know your body.
Yes.
And right. They don't really have necks.
Right. You know? I don't believe they do have a neck.
I mean, they can shake their head, but like
you more can't, of a spinal cord
can't,
thing.
Like look, they can't look back.
Yeah.
Or under. So.
And that's a great point. Yeah. They're doing it because they're just like, whoa, 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 right. Whoa.
Think about how many animals.
How long has that been there?
Think about how many animals have never seen their genitalia.
Right, right. Well, there are parts of my body I don't think I've ever really seen.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You should explore your body more.
You've seen it all? Yeah. You've seen it all?
Mm-hmm. Even the one from the behind.
So wait a second. So what do? You take a picture or you
examine it. I don't know.
What did you do? You're the one who said it. Yeah.
I just
bent
down.
Did you dolphin it up with a mirror?
I just bent down and looked.
So you're like a dolphin.
Yeah.
I mean, like women have seen more parts of themselves because there's stuff we have to do down there.
Yeah.
And also like having had babies and stitches and stuff.
Sure.
Like just keeping an eye on.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. But like, I mean, there's even.
Don't you want to know?
Know what?
What it looks like.
What every part of your body looks like.
I would imagine you've seen them all, but
nope,
like.
They're all different.
Really?
They actually are.
They are different. Really?
Yeah, they're like fingerprints.
Excuse me, Katie. I'd like to talk to the expert on the subject, apparently. really, they're all right. Well, interesting, Kevin. Thank you for that. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know in the 1960s, the Swiss Air Force dropped severed chicken heads all over the forests of Switzerland. The chicken heads contained the rabies vaccine, and the airdrop was to vaccinate wild foxes against rabies.
So smart.
So smart.
Mm-hmm.
What a great plan.
They think of everything.
Yeah.
And they're so nice doing it.
Right.
They don't get all like in your face about, hey, we have the chicken head idea. No.
Why aren't we doing this?
Well, okay.
Chicken head? Dropping chicken head?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're
I'll
all
be honest. I don't want to live in a world where chicken heads are falling from the sky.
Would you rather live in a world where our foxes are rabid?
No, I'm just saying, like, maybe we just, like, inject the vaccine into, like, marshmallows or something.
Foxes don't eat marshmallows.
Right. Right.
Do they?
No, they don't.
I mean,
I
they
feel
probably
like I could feed a fox a marshmallow.
That would be so cute.
I mean, I'm sure I believe in you, and I think that you could probably feed a fox a marshmallow. It's not very natural. It doesn't seem like you're doing the species a benefit by introducing them to processed foods.
Right, but yeah. I am introducing them to vaccines that will keep them alive.
No, but so are the chicken heads. Imagine.
I know that, Kevin. Imagine walking around and there's chicken heads on the ground.
Well, I that's not ideal. And also.
Not ideal.
You would have to hire somebody to do all the chicken head severing.
Yeah, you can find somebody to do that.
Yeah. Brian, come in here.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, boss?
We found a special assignment for you. You know, you said you wanted a raise, right?
I wanted a raise and I wanted to be able to move up in the company. What is it?
You got it. We need you to just start cutting the heads off of chickens, but don't throw them away. Put them in a bag. Put them in a big bag. That's it.
What?
It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more fact.
Did you know a bee sting to the penis can enlarge it permanently?
What?
Mm-hmm.
A bee sting.
Would that be a good thing?
Probably
to
not.
To enlarge it, yes, but after usage, I don't think so.
Okay. I would imagine that it's not going to be a uniformed enlarging.
I think it'll be one-sided. You get both stings on both sides,
right?
Then
yeah.
It'll be good, but then it won't be able to be used.
Some equal stings.
Now,
yes.
Kevin, we know that you are very well endowed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say very, but well endowed.
We don't know that.
Well, but he's told us.
We know that.
Times.
You've right. seen it.
People, I haven't.
You've seen the shape of it.
I've seen the shape of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I do this?
If you were a gentleman that was on the smaller side, would you be willing to have your penis stung on both sides to permanently enlarge it?
No.
Okay.
Because if I was small, I would know how to use what small mighty.
Okay. So though she be tiny, she be fierce.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you know, the saying with the pencil and the sword.
What is that?
What
saying?
Is that saying?
I could slay a dragon with a pencil, even though it's not as strong as a sword. Is that not the saying?
I think it's that the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes, that one. Okay. Yes, that's the one.
I don't know about the dragon part of it.
He thought it was, the saying was, the pen is. He could saw it as one word.
The pen is.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.